Hello, and thank you for listening to Call the Roll, a public affairs program produced by the Columbus City Council and aired here on Freedom FM. I'm your host, John Ivanek, Communications Director for the Columbus City Council. On this week's show, improving access to health care in the minority community. And Columbus is a very intelligent city. We begin with the passage of the 2013 capital budget. The capital budget pays for the bricks and mortar projects you see around the city. The roads, bridges, sidewalks, recreation centers, anything that has a useful lifespan of 5 years or more can be paid for with capital dollars. Finance Committee Chair Priscilla R. Tyson began the conversation surrounding the capital budget, followed by other members of council, Finance Director Paul Rakowski, and those who came to City Council chambers to talk in support of the capital budget spending plan.
Thank you. This legislation is a result of more than a year of planning, dialogue, and public engagement, which began with our community meetings. We used data generated from the city's 311 system and public testimony from various public comments received throughout the year. This budget has $348 million in 2012 carryover, $374 million in new capital investment. All funds total $727,873,212. Collectively, these investments will improve our roads, bridges, sidewalks, and other critical public infrastructure, equip our safety forces with the tools they need to improve their effectiveness, invest in our recreational facilities, add streetlights to neighborhoods, and continue to provide funding to demolish vacant and abandoned structures which endanger our residents and more. It also has $32 million in resurfacing, the largest resurfacing that we've had ever in this community. I'd like to thank this council, the mayor, his administration, Paul Rakowski, and especially Rob Newman and Cal Seaver, and Mr. Dorian and our residents for your work and your commitment to making this community thrive. So first of all, Director Rakowski, do you want to make any comments?
President Ginther, Chair Tyson, I'm just excited that we're getting the budget passed and we're going to start moving forward with a lot of the great projects that I have within my own department, let alone these other projects. President Ginther, Chair Tyson, I'm just excited that we're getting the budget passed and we're going to start moving forward with a lot of the great projects that I have within my own department, let alone these other projects that are going to make the city a better place than it even is currently to live, work, and raise a family. And I just appreciate the support of council as we move forward with all these great projects and the jobs that are going to be created, both in architectural and engineering and design jobs, as well as all the construction jobs that are going to be supported through this capital budget.
Thank you, Director. Mr. Auditor Dorian, do you might want to make any comments this evening? Thank you. And now I'd like to recognize my council members to highlight some of their amendments that they have in this budget. Councilmember Craig.
Thank you very much, Chairman Tyson. Let me also thank you for helping to shepherd through this important legislation. This budget is vitally important. Our capital budget is critical to the needs of our city. I'm proud to continue City Council's long commitment of support to the Community Shelter Board, which provides emergency shelter and services to thousands of people each year. Beyond a secure and clean place to sleep, all programs provide access to basic services such as showers, meals, health care, and material assistance. The shelters also serve as an entry point to supportive, transitional, and other affordable housing. This year's capital budget provides $250,000 in funding for CSB's Rebuilding Lives program. The Rebuilding Lives plan helps to end homelessness by meeting both the short and long-term needs of homeless men and women. Services include coordination of social services and referrals to physical and mental health agencies. Funding will help rebuilding lives with ongoing capital needs. Coupled with this important resource allocation is the continuation of Council's support of the city's veterans through the critical and significant appropriation of the Better Municipal Care for Veterans Housing Fund. And again, with all of the things that you have mentioned, our roads and bridges, and others will talk about all of the critical services, we're deeply grateful for the President's support, your leadership, certainly the administration's commitment and leadership in this effort. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman Craig. Councilmember Klein.
Thank you, Chair. Tonight, I'd like to recognize two pieces of legislation, one originating out of development, the other originating out of Rec and Parks, because I chair both committees. The first is in conjunction with the Council President and the Council President pro tem, is a $2.195 million investment in NCR districts, which are neighborhood commercial revitalization districts. They're areas of town that are somewhat struggling, but with this investment can help bring businesses and customers to the area, and which will make, in the end, a stronger Columbus. The money will go to streetscape improvements within the NCR district to make them more attractive to business and customers, as well as facade improvements in conjunction with the full funding of the Neighborhood Design Center to help those businesses improve the facades of the businesses, as well as small business improvement grants. The other capital improvement or capital budget amendment that I'd like to highlight is the Wilson Road Parkland project, which is 199 South Wilson Road, just north of Sullivan Avenue. It's contiguous to Camp Chase, where the city, in conjunction with other partners, is investing $2.75 million and already budgeted for trail work. The Wilson Road Park project, the money will go to developing a park entrance, parking, grading, and seating for multi-purpose athletic fields and facilities, as well as the development, the possibility of the development and what it actually will be is still being shaped of a bike hub in that facility as well to pair with the Camp Chase, the connecting from the city's portion that can connect Cleveland to Cincinnati via bike. So I certainly thank the leadership of the chair and shepherding us through this process. And there's a lot of great amendments and a lot of great priorities, not only from the administration, but council to make Columbus a terrific place and continue the work that we're doing. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman Klein. President Pro Tem Miller.
Thank you, Chair Tyson. The City of Columbus has always viewed fiber as an economic development tool for the attraction and growth of small businesses. Companies, and not necessarily just technology firms, require fiber for faster work applications. Where there is fiber, that's where you can also have jobs. In this year's capital budget, Columbus is working to complete a more robust fiber network within the City of Columbus. And this is moving the fiber into more parts of the Columbus neighborhood. So I'd like to thank the administration and also City Council for this support and understanding exactly how important fiber is. And as you heard earlier, it's one of the criteria that the intelligent community is looking for in their judgment of the city. So this is something I think that we've got a good head start on, and something that we need to keep, make sure that we have this momentum in economic development by using fiber.
Thank you. Councilmember Mills.
Thank you, Chair Tyson. I am extremely proud of our continued investment in supporting our safety forces, because the end result is the protection of our citizens, and that is a number one priority. But this particular evening, I would like to highlight again our investment in neighborhood safety cameras. Again, this is not the only amendment, but one that I think is extremely important. It's been community-driven in partnership with the wonderful Department of Public Safety and all of our community leaders, our commissioners, who've shared with us their concerns in certain areas to get to the part where we have a very aggressive and very effective neighborhood safety program. And so I'm proud of the amendment of $500,000 to continue investing and purchasing more cameras for the safety of our neighborhoods, and most importantly, the safety of our residents. So thank you again, Chair Tyson, for your work, and all of the folks in finance, and again, to the great Department of Public Safety who have spearheaded this project and done a great job. We've been ahead of schedule and continue to move forward and listening to the community. So thank you.
Thank you. Councilmember Paley.
Thank you, Councilmember Tyson. In response to constituent feedback and work being done by the Council on Disabilities, I became very interested in our city's ADA curb ramp repair program and the number of requests related to repairs and new ramp installations that have come in through 311 by concerned constituents. While Columbus is actually ahead of many other large cities when it comes to the investments on new ADA curb ramps in conjunction with our street resurfacing program, we will have many unmet repair needs that I believe need to be tackled in this coming year. Working closely with Director Kelsey and Randy Bowman of Mobility Options, I was pleased to see that the mayor's proposed capital improvement budget included $750,000 to begin this work. As tackling the repairs of the ADA curb ramps is one of my top priorities for public service and transportation, I am pleased to sponsor an amendment increasing the investment in ADA curb ramps repair and new installations in connection with resurfacing projects by another $500,000. My goal is to catch up on all curb ramp repairs within 5 years so we can begin an annual maintenance program preventing an inaccessible or dangerous ADA ramp in the future. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilmember Paley. My amendments support my ongoing commitment to our quality of life, and that's and focusing on health, human services, and the arts. And so with that, with some of my council members being co-sponsors, some of them Council President Ginther, Council Member Zach Klein, there are a number of amendments that we'll be making in terms of the arts, focusing really on the and our cultural services, the Columbus Museum of Art, Franklin Park Conservatory, the King Arts Complex. We'll also be working on Wonderland, healthy places in regards to health, and we also, the faith mission. So those are just a number of the amendments that I would be making through my commitment, through my committee. Thank you. And again, I'm very proud and pleased to work with my council members and the administration. It was it took a long time to get this done, a lot of hard work. And so I thank each and every one of you for your commitment to the capital budget. And we have a couple of speakers who want to come up and speak on these on the capital budget. The first speaker is Nancy Reinhard, who represents the Hilltop Business Association. Good evening.
Hello, I'm Nancy Reinhard, and thank you, President Ginther and council people, for having us this evening. It's an impressive capital improvements budget that you've laid forward for us, and we're here to see a lot of good things come up. First of all, the NCR funds, thank you so much. That's money that we use diligently, and if the businesses do appreciate it. You'll see some continual work with neighborhood design, too, I'm sure, coming through with some of those NCR funds. But here I'm here basically to talk about the Healthy Places Fund that we've been using on the Hilltop, too. That's an important fund for us to see. We see these improvements come through bringing amenities to neighborhoods that make the neighborhoods safer, bring people out into walking in a healthier lifestyle. Those funds, even though they might be used on a small scale for projects, and they promote opportunities for communities to come together and promote safe and active living to be realized in neighborhoods throughout the city of Columbus, not just in the Hilltop. At the Hilltop in particular, used these funds last year for a public arts project, and we had probably 200 people come out for a public arts installation and a festival that came along with that, promoting not only our public arts but our community gardens at the same time. So again, we're grateful for the funds that you have put forward for this, and especially for the capital improvements budget overall that's come through this year. Thank you.
Thank you for coming down this evening. And then thank you. The next speaker is Mr. Bruce Harkey from Franklin Park Conservatory.
Thank you. Bruce Harkey from Franklin Park Conservatory and Botanical Gardens. I'm honored to be up here twice this evening. President Ginther, Councilmember Tyson, Councilmember Klein, we are so thankful for the continued partnership with the City of Columbus. I think we've had a long partnership, and we continue to make investments in Franklin Park Conservatory. And Brian mentioned earlier the Experience Columbus initiative to really boost tourism, and I think the amendment for the 2013 capital budget will certainly help the conservatory as we plan for a really exciting exhibition coming up this fall that we think will be at the level of Dale Chihuly's exhibition in 2003, Bruce Monroe. And the dollars will be used not only for deferred maintenance, but also to get ready to do the appropriate electrical upgrades to handle that show. So we hope to see everyone at the conservatory soon. Thank you again for all your support.
Columbus is an intelligent city. The Intelligent Community Forum studies the world's cities to discover and then share strategies used to create an intelligent community. IFC founder Robert Bell was in Columbus this week to find out what makes us so special. Columbus is one of seven communities in the world that are on the short list for the title of Intelligent Community of the Year 2013, and we're the only city in the United States to receive that recognition of being in the top seven. Here's Mr. Bell during his visit to City Council this past week.
President Ginther, President Pro Tem Miller, and distinguished members of Council, thank you very much for your welcome here this afternoon. It has been a busy day. There'll be some more busy days. I'm reminded that one of the characteristics that I see in intelligent communities around the world, there are about 120 of them that we've counted, and they're in all the continents of the world, is that they tend to lean toward being proud of themselves. So congratulations. I'm here because of a journey that ICF's co-founder started about 14 years ago. And it's a journey that Metropolitan Columbus has joined us on this year, and we're very pleased to have you. I'll be speaking more about that on Tuesday night, but today I just want to welcome you formally to a global family of 120 communities in the Americas, in Europe, in the Asia Pacific, in Africa, cities, towns, regions, from megacities of millions to tiny rural towns of 17,000 people. And they all have something in common. They all recognize that the economy of the 21st century will be very, very different from what went before, and that they can either get ahead of it or they can fall behind. They realize that this new economy calls for new infrastructure. While we go on repairing our roads and our rails and our bridges and our airports that we have, unfortunately, in recent decades let decline, we also need aggressive investment in information and communications technology, in broadband, which has become essential to growth. All other things being equal, and of course all other things are never equal, but all other things being equal, the city with the best infrastructure wins. This vision also calls for people with much greater knowledge, for people with sharper skills and with the ability to contribute value to everything that they touch. It's said that invention is the art of turning cash into ideas, but innovation is the art of turning ideas into cash. That's why intelligent communities make innovation a team sport. It calls for forward thinking from leaders in government, from leaders in industry, from leaders in education, institutions like healthcare, who are work together like brothers and sisters and do not defend their turf like enemies. It also calls for a special commitment to people who have long been marginal in our economies and in our societies, and those who may indeed be further marginalized by rapid economic change. Intelligent communities make that commitment to lift everyone up to the best of their ability and to bring them with us to the broadband economy. So, how did Columbus, Metropolitan Columbus, and the city itself join us in this journey? It did start not too long ago, last year, when you raised your hand and said, evaluate us. And we know that communities like yours do not undertake this kind of thing lightly. You put yourself basically into contention with about 400 communities on average we track around the world every year. And from that 400 communities, we selected Columbus as one of our Smart 21, as we call them. And that's when the real work got underway, because your leaders had to complete a very detailed questionnaire that required you to draw on data from many, many sectors, a lot of conversations, a lot of work. And more analysis compared you with 20 other communities, and once again, Columbus rose to the top, was ranked among the top seven intelligent communities of the world, which is a very, very special honor. In June, you, your representatives, along with those of six other communities, will come to New York and will participate in a very exciting thing we call the summit. You will meet people around the world who have the same challenges you have, who have similar visions, from whom you can learn and who you can teach. And at the end of that process, we will announce one of you as the top, as the Intelligent Community of the Year. And I don't get to make that choice. I'm here as, I've been called a judge, but I'm really here more as a reporter. I and my other fellow co-founders visit all seven communities. We write reports. Those go into the mix, which are considered by an independent panel. They choose one of those communities. So the message I want to leave you with is, whatever happens next, you've accomplished great things. And our network of intelligent communities becomes available to you for whatever purpose you might want. That's something we can discuss more after June 7, when one of those top seven will be named Intelligent Community of the Year. As always, I hope it's one of mine. So I wish you the best of luck, and I want to thank you all for sharing the journey with us.
Well, if you need any help preparing your report, you let us know.
Oh, by all means.
We'll be happy to do our part, but I know that some other great partners joined us today, Dwight Smith with Sophisticated Systems, as well as the new executive director, CEO of Experience Columbus, Brian Ross, as well as Pam Springer of Manta at lunch. And a very focused and determined mayor was making a great case, and I know that Experience Columbus and Director Cavan have packed the next couple of days for Mr. Bell to really give him a good sense of all of Columbus and why, both on a grander scale and also at the neighborhood level, why we are such a strong candidate to be rated number one. So good luck to you, Mr. Bell. We are very proud that we're in the top seven, and we look forward to being named number one. Any comments? President Pro Tem Miller.
Perfect timing, because tonight, as we approve our capital budget, we do have a portion in there for fiber. So put that in your notes and make sure that's...
I don't see how I could avoid it.
April is Minority Health Month in Columbus. The five goals of Minority Health Month are to provide information for individuals to practice disease prevention, to promote healthy lifestyles, to showcase the resources for and providers of grassroots healthcare information, to bring attention to the desperate health conditions between Ohio's minority and non-minority populations, and to gain support for ongoing efforts to improve minority health year-round. The Columbus Office of Minority Health provides leadership to reduce health inequities in minority communities. The office is working with more than 30 community partners to present programming throughout April that will bring attention to health issues in our community. From the Ohio Commission on Minority Health is Angela Dawson and Ryan Johnson, the director of the Office of Minority Health at Columbus Public Health.
We certainly appreciate the recognition on behalf of the Ohio Commission on Minority Health, with its 19-member governor-appointed board and our staff. We certainly say thank you for being an outstanding city council. We will have activities across the state of Ohio, and you can certainly obtain our calendar at our website at www.mih.ohio.gov. And you can obtain the calendar certainly on our website, but there will be over 120 activities across 20 counties in the state of Ohio. But I do have to commend this city council and let you know that it is this type of leadership and support to address health disparities within this state that makes such a difference. There are only two states in the nation that actually support local offices of minority health, New York having one office and the great state of Ohio having six. One of those offices, of course, is in the city of Columbus, and it is through your leadership and your commitment to eliminating health disparities that you provide support and leadership for our local office of minority health. And so we thank you for not allowing the dream of access to health care be deferred. Thank you very much. Mr. Johnson.
Good evening. On behalf of my colleagues that are sitting in the back and Dr. Teresa C. Long, Health Commissioner of Columbus Public Health, I would like to say thank you for this resolution of expression. Again, my name is Ryan Johnson, and I am the program director for the Columbus Office of Minority Health. The mission of the Columbus Office of Minority Health is to provide leadership to reduce health inequities in minority communities of Columbus and its surrounding areas. Columbus Public Health has an important role in activating efforts to educate citizens and professionals on imperative health care issues. This is achieved through our four core competencies: monitoring and reporting the health status of minority populations, informing, educating, and empowering, mobilizing community partnerships and actions, and developing policies and plans that support health efforts. I've provided each of you a packet of information highlighting our accomplishments for the past year, as well as activities during April, which is Minority Health Month. Community forums are coordinated by our office to provide Columbus residents education on a variety of health issues tailored to specific communities. We will be providing a Latino and Somali community forum during Minority Health Month. A special thank you to Jesus Avalle and Hebu Noir, Columbus Public Health staff who have worked tirelessly to coordinate these initiatives. And so the Latino Community Forum focusing on physical activity and nutrition will be held on April 20th at the Federson Community Center, 3911 Dresden Street at 11 o'clock. The Somali Community Forum focusing on diabetes awareness and prevention will be held on April 27th at the Somali Community Association, 3422 Cleveland Avenue, starting at noon. And so for more information on any of the Columbus Office of Minority Health activities or any information that I've shared with you this evening, please feel free to contact me, Ryan Johnson, at 645-7335 or rejohnson@columbus.gov. And I thank you so very much.
We are out of time for this edition of Call the Roll. If you have a question or a comment, please email us at calltheroll@columbus.gov. That's CALLTHEROLL. At Columbus.gov. Don't forget, you can follow the Columbus City Council on our Facebook and our Twitter pages. On behalf of the entire Columbus City Council, I'm your host, John Ivanek. Thanks for listening to Freedom FM, and have a great weekend.